Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Clay Bondage. Have you ever been covered by sand at the beach? Have you ever felt the heaviness of clay on your hands? Have you ever felt that wonderful feeling of wet sand covering part of your body, making it difficult or even unable to move? Well then, let's see how good it would feel to be almost completely covered with a thick layer of clay, making it difficult, even impossible, to move. First, lean back. It would be nice if you lay down on your back, but sitting and leaning back is okay as well. Just make sure that your body is completely relaxed and is able to relax more just by letting go. See to it that you don't have to adjust more. Just relax. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes. And relax. This is going to start very simple, with some nice cool clay applied to your ankles. It's because your feet would be slightly too high to start with. Your ankles are thinner, easier to cover, and therefore the place we start. And you may not even feel the cool at first, but you'll definitely feel the soft weight applied to your ankles. And with every breath you take, with every exhale, I apply a little bit more clay to your ankles. And every exhale, it becomes a little bit heavier and more relaxing. Now the nice thing is that every time you exhale, I'm going to apply a little bit more clay. First, covering your feet. Now that I have a base to start from, it is easy to just continue. Slowly, but very surely, I start covering more and more of your feet. In small bits, the clay isn't heavy, but the more I apply, the heavier it feels. And the beauty of it is that it's soft and somewhat malleable, but a lot of it becomes very heavy and strong. In the beginning, the clay can be slightly cool, helping you to calm down. Not cold, but pleasantly cool. And the more relaxed you are, the more the clay will form to both your shape and your temperature. And as I continue to apply more clay to the shape of your foot, you can feel both your feet completely covered in clay as you keep exhaling and relaxing. But this is just the beginning. Once I am completely done with your feet, I will continue to add more clay on top of there, while I also add more clay going up your legs. Still at your ankles, it has to travel all the way over your shins, all the way to your knees. And once I am all the way at your knee, I will also go sideways slowly, covering the top of your lower leg with clay. Both legs easily covered, up to your knees. Just a thin layer at first, but as the coolness fits to your temperature, the heaviness takes over as more and more clay is applied. Right now, you probably could still wiggle your toes with a little bit of effort. And if you put a lot of effort into it, you may even be able to move your whole feet. But let's not do that just yet. Just enjoy the feeling of heaviness just pressing down on your skin. And it will never get too much, because the clay is also self-supporting. It presses in just enough to make you feel that it's covering you everywhere, slowly going over your knees and over your upper legs. And it's not just covering the top. Oh no, the pressure makes sure that it's also sneaking in underneath, making sure that the underside of your knee is properly supported, and that the whole shape of your thighs is followed. And the beauty of clay is that the weight makes the matter of clothing or no clothing completely irrelevant. Anything that is covering you is pressed so close to your skin as if it doesn't even exist. So you can feel the coolness, the calm, the weight of the clay moving all the way up to your hips. And this feels really comfortable. So heavy, so dearly covered, there is no need to move, no space to move. And the less space you have to move, the less need you have to think, because you don't have to do anything. You can just relax and listen, feeling your body slowly, completely covered with clay. And I continue covering your hips, slowly but surely, with every exhale applying more clay to your legs, your feet, until there is only a very rough shape to be determined of where your feet are, where your knee may be. I continue over your hips and your stomach. Now it gets more interesting. Your breathing slows down as I cover your stomach and more of your chest. You know that soon you will continue to be able to breathe, but you will move as little as possible. The cool spreads over your chest, the weight slowly applied all over your chest, reaching all the way to your shoulders, covering your stomach with care, making sure that your hips and your chest carry most of the weight. And that is perfectly fine. This is a cocoon in which you can feel perfectly safe. As you continue to go deeper into the sweet cocoon of clay, wrapped in this clay bondage, you let your mind go completely. Now your fingers are still uncovered. Your arms are still free, and so is your head, but not for long. You can feel the clay apply to your shoulders and how I start going down over your arms all the way to your fingers. It starts small with just little bits of weight spread out over your whole arm, becoming heavier and heavier until it covers your arms and hands completely. Between every finger, around every fingertip, gently nudging between your arm and your chest, smoothly stuffed underneath your shoulders, supporting you and limiting you completely. And as you continue to breathe, very slowly but easily, I continue to apply more and more clay to all of you, until your shoulders and arms are no more than vague round shapes going out of your body, and your body is no more than a vague round shape going down into two round shapes that were once your legs, now completely covered with a thick layer of clay. And the clay is already starting to set around your feet. It is impossible to even wiggle your toes. Every toe is individually trapped, covered, completely in clay. And that's okay. The less you are able to move, the more relaxed you feel. The less you're able to move, the less you have to think. That is completely okay. So you relax ever deeper, everything below your neck covered in a thick, heavy, calming layer of clay. And the clay around your fingers sets as well. You can't wiggle your toes, you can't shift your hands. And slowly but surely I start applying it around your neck and around your head. This I do with great care. I make sure that I start at the bottom this time. I cover you very, very carefully. I make sure that your ears are covered carefully, that they're not pressed too hard into your head. I make sure that your head is in a comfortable position before I start supporting it completely with clay. I continue to build from the bottom up around your neck. And it feels comfortingly cool and heavy around your neck and head. Right now, the only thing you could even try to do is lift. Moving side to side is already impossible. But you want it to go deeper. So I continue to build up until the clay covers your forehead completely, holding your head down, supporting it easily. And I do the same around your neck, building a gentle, heavy but not pressing, slow, sweet covering. And it feels so easy to just lay there, your chin supported, your forehead supported. Now you cannot even lift your head, but you can breathe easily and freely. Now I continue. I softly start covering your eyes with a thinner layer of clay. I build down over the side of your face, leaving only your nose and your mouth free. And once your eyes are comfortably covered, I can continue building on top of it, covering your whole head, except for your mouth and nose, in clay. It sticks together easily. It never accidentally covers anything you need to breathe. It is perfectly safe. You cannot move a single inch right now. Every part of your body is covered with a heavy, comfortable, strong layer of clay. All you can do is breathe slowly, calmly. To the outside world, your body is no more than a vague shape of a human, unable to identify race, gender, age. You are simply a vague shape, completely caught in clay bondage. And after a few more breaths, your mind is completely gone. Now that your body is completely unable to move, the clay almost fully set, you are at peace, perfectly calm, beautifully relaxed, and I will tell you what happens. While you hear my voice, the clay will remain, and once my voice stops, after a little while, the clay will dry out completely and start to crack, then crumble, then fade to dust and disappear. Of course, then you will be perfectly able to move again, perhaps slightly stiff, but so relaxed and so well rested. But as long as you keep listening to my voice, it is easy to stay in here. The clay will keep you safe. The clay will make sure that you're unable to move away, that you have to listen, and in a sweet, deep trance you can enjoy all the words with no distractions, with the clay wonderfully dry, set, solid. You are stuck in a wonderful, relaxing way. So, for a moment more, I ask you to stay in my bondage of clay.